Blog Talk Radio.
That is absolutely right. You know what that music means? It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here in the GTE community. And one of the things that we do a lot of, man, we support our community. So today we're going to be talking about the upcoming Tampa Bay AIDS Walk. And to help us talk about it, his name is Bryn Warner, and he joins us. Hey, Bryn, how are you, sir?
Great. Doing
it
really well today.
So good to have you. Studio audience is excited. They've got the rest of the week off for Thanksgiving. They don't work very hard anyway, Bryn. So it's, I mean, for Thanksgiving, holiday, every week's kind of the same to our studio audience. But tell us a bit about you and what you do here in the community.
Sure. So I'm an employee at Empath Health in our foundation. And Empath Health is a network of care in the Tampa Bay area with hospice services, home health, advanced directives, AIDS organization called ASAP, as well as some other things that we do in the community, one being PACE. So lots of great things going on, and our group and the foundation, our job is to raise the money to help make all those very impactful in the community to help the people that need it the most.
Well, that's awesome. Now, tell us the details about the upcoming 2015 Tampa Bay AIDS Walk.
Sure. So on December 12th, we'll be at Vinoy Park. And World AIDS Day is on December 1st, so that's why our event's in December. A lot of people say, gosh, isn't it cold? But by Florida standards, you know, it's pretty great weather.
Yeah.
We're pretty excited, though. Registration will begin at 8 a.m. At 9:50, the run will start. We have a fun run component as well as the walk itself. And then at 10 a.m., the walk will start. And we go through the streets of downtown St. Pete, and it's going to be a beautiful day, great weather. And when everyone gets back to the end of the race at the park, we have some food trucks and some entertainment, and it's just a great day for anyone to come out and support a great cause.
That is awesome. Now, there are, I think, lots of misconceptions out there that AIDS is no longer a problem. It's under control. It doesn't receive, obviously, the Charlie Sheen thing helps, but the publicity and the visibility certainly is not what it has been in the past. And so I wanted to ask you about that. Is it a misconception that it's no longer a serious disease with serious implications for people of all ages?
Yeah, that is definitely a misconception. It is still a very serious illness and one that people should take seriously. You know, the fad of the red ribbons of the late 80s is definitely, you know, I think not helped. You know, we need people to understand that people are still being diagnosed, especially our younger Americans that are coming in contact with the disease. We are seeing here in Florida, 38% of our new cases are heterosexual. You know, the old adage that this is a gay men's disease is just not realistic. This is a disease that can affect children, middle-aged, young people. It is definitely real and definitely something we need to take seriously.
Well, and I know things like the walk and the stuff that you do certainly help raise awareness about it. I also wanted to say that it's got to be really nice having a partner in the community like GT Financial that is such a big supporter of the stuff that you do.
Well, we have 78 teams registered for the walk so far, and I will say GTE Financial is definitely the largest each year and one that we really appreciate. And I know that the staff and employees that come out and walk on that team do such a phenomenal job, and they really take it seriously and raise a ton of money. But the biggest thing to do is raise awareness. We see them very actively on social media telling people that they're in the walk and why, and that makes a huge impact on us, not just for the dollars that they raise, but the reach that they give in the community, so that someone who may not be thinking about HIV can see that information and get educated about what's really going on with the disease. It has not gone away. It's very much still there, and so that awareness is huge for us.
That's right, and if folks want to... First of all, is it too late to register and get a team together? If people want to participate and or volunteer to help out with the event, what should they do?
It's not too late, and we just challenge people to go to AIDSWalkTampaBay.org. You'll see right there on the front page, on the right-hand side, some information that the logistical part of the day, so the start time, the location. You can also see the thermometer. We're very proud. Our goal is $160,000, and as of today, we're over 50. So people can register all the way up to the day of the event. If they want to register online, they need to do it by the Friday before at 5 p.m. We'll actually shut that down so that we can do awards and such that night and calculate all that out. And then on Saturday morning, people can register live at the event. And the registration is free. It doesn't cost anything. And if you raise money, anything over $35 will get you a T-shirt along with some other prizes that we have. We're very excited about those as well. People have loved our T-shirts over the last few years with the special designs, and we think it's a pretty cool swag to be able to support your community and get something cool like that on top of that.
Absolutely, absolutely right. When this is over, if you'll email me that website, I will happily post it on the episode page for folks. Sometimes it's hard
sure.
to follow that. I tried to write it down, and of course, I couldn't remember if it was .com or .org. So if you'll, I'm trying to do the
okay.
show and write left, my left hand, and I'm right-handed. Hey, listen, Bryn, I know GTE is a fun and unique place. We are super involved in the community, and we love helping out with all the great things that happen. I know you guys are going to have a great, great event, and on behalf of everybody here in the GTE family, I want to thank you so very, very much for taking some time out of your day, and of course, to wish you and yours a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. Thank you so very, very kindly.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate the support, and I hope to see everybody out at Eighth Walk.
Absolutely. Hey, folks, that's Bryn Warner. Nice guy. So if you guys are looking to help out or volunteer, participate, we'll get all that information added to the episode page. Of course, want to say to all my buddies in the GTE family, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. We're closing out another great year as we celebrate 80 years of being in business. And as I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever. Let's drive our competitors crazy. And until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Bye now.